Rusty Quill presents.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, it's Motsi. You know what's great? All you listeners, both the brand new listeners who just discovered Hainai, and those who've been with us for the last few years. The support has been immense. We literally jump from 50 to 500 listeners per episode between December and February. It's amazing. You know what's you know what's not great? Being unemployed. It's not great. I've always wanted to share Hainai regardless of how much it earned financially, but the past year has been extra rough on me as an animator. Like, I'm a professional animator. I've been out of work since September because of animated shows getting canceled, cut, or never released at all, followed by major and extremely justified strikes where no new content was getting made. Currently, Hainai is the only regular source of income that I have that isn't going straight into rent or groceries, and thanks to both our Patreon and our brand new ad revenue, we've been able to make the show more sustainable than ever before. While I'm hoping to find work soon and not have to worry about the state of our Patreon, it would be really cool if I could do Hainai full-time, create a much larger backlog of episodes, and even create more bonus episodes for patrons. The best way to support us is to become a patron. Our lowest tier is only $3 a month and gets you access to all our bonus audio content, as well as our early access program, letting you listen to brand new episodes 3 days in advance when I'm not getting sick. Our higher tiers, such as the $5 tier, allows you to get all our bonus art and video content, and our $10 tier allows you access to our Patreon-exclusive bonus episodes. You can subscribe at patreon.com/hynipod. Now, even if you can't become a patron at this time, it's hard out there, I know, just listening to Hi Nai is already a big help. Those hilariously long Acast ads at the beginning and end of our episodes contribute to our ad revenue, which gets paid out every time we hit $200. Fun fact. Most importantly, telling other people about the podcast and getting more people to listen will help us most in the long run. If you like Hi Nai and think others would like it, please let them know. And as always, before I die of embarrassment for asking you to subscribe to our Patreon, thank you. We love you. And maraming salamat. Enjoy this brand new Hi Nai episode. You're listening to Hi Nai by Motsi Dapul. Episode 37. Ibig.
You know me, Nan. I'm doing fine. Not winning any popularity contests, but no one wants to cross the quiet one. Anyways, what else do you need from down here? I'm coming up tomorrow and... Sorry, Nan. One sec. I'll give you a call back. Yeah, don't worry. I'm fine. It's fine. Alright? I'll talk to you soon. Hey. Hey, buddy, it's freezing out. You can't be sleeping out here. There's a shelter on,
No shelters, please.
Hey, it's all right, man. How old are you? All right. Come on. You have to get up. Fine. No shelters. But I know a place. Someplace safe, I promise. There's a storm coming tonight. You need to hunker down. Are you okay to walk?
Don't you know you gotta buy a guy a drink first before you bring him home?
Hey, you got a name? Okay, that's how it's gonna be.
Rick. Rick Murphy.
Hello?
Rick! Kate, maributan to lawa. Mari ni saisi, sa happy couple la, manap. Manamari saisi, mari saisi to sila. Upas yes.
Ash, you're not speaking English again. And I can only understand so much of. Wait, where are you? It's like 1 a.m. And are you drunk?
Oh. Yes, my dear, sorry. My clients from tonight. You know the ones.
The insufferable ones with the High Park homes, plural, that you convinced need their chakras balanced every week?
Exactly! The lovely couple with the charming swan fountain. They were kind enough to treat me to dinner and a show, and an after show. The drinks here are wonderful, flowing as the conversation. In fact, the missus just posed a deeply thought-provoking, philosophical, hypothetical. And I wanted to ask you the same question, out of curiosity.
Okay. Go ahead.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
So you're really drunk.
Wake up.
You know what my answer is, Ash. No. Because you're not a worm. You are a human being. You need me to pick you up, or...
See? That's what I love about you. Such a realist. Keeping me anchored, shooting me down and all that.
I aim to please.
I'll just go get some water. Clear my head. Oh, thank you so much. You're so gracious. Indulge me in another hypothetical.
Uh-oh.
Damn right, uh-oh. Say, you're Spider-Man.
I'm gonna hang up if you don't actually need anything.
And you're doing that thing where he has to hold on to two webs attached to a bus and a car or whatever, and...
Goodbye, Ash.
All right, all right. You're not Spider-Man, jeez.
Got your water? If you need me to get you out of there, you know you just have to ask.
If there were a trolley, and you had to pick between saving my life and saving Donna's life, which would you pick?
Seriously?
Sorry. I didn't mean it.
Jeez, Ash.
Because I know what the answer is.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, you know? I know what he is to you. I didn't get into this relationship blind. Even if this mustache-beard combo can sometimes limit visibility.
Ashvin.
But hey, I didn't mind it much. That you're hopelessly in love with him.
Wow, thanks.
Because in the grand scheme of things, I don't care. I love you.
Don't.
And you know I do. You know I love you. And I know you like to play it cool or whatever. But I know you love me too. Because even if you were doing something important right now, you drop it just to pick me up if I ask. And you'd make sure I drank enough water, you'd make me breakfast in the morning, and a fiery oyster to soothe my hangover. But that's what worries me.
I don't follow.
Do you remember what I said to you when we started dating?
Do you still have chlamydia?
Yes, but the other thing.
Hmm?
You asked me if I had any problems with your past promiscuity. And I said?
That if you woke up one day and I cheated on you with 30 other guys, you wouldn't care and you wouldn't worry, as long as I was honest.
Well, and as long as you didn't bring chlamydia into the relationship.
Okay.
But I lied about one thing. About worrying. Not that you wouldn't still love me. You're an incredibly selfless person, Richard Murphy. Acts of service are your love language, or whatever bunk they call it. I worry that you don't know how to exist outside of that.
Okay. You can go home yourself.
I'm serious.
I know. And that's what makes this whole thing worse. I don't need you psychoanalyzing me while you're 12 drinks deep with an eccentric rich couple I'm not entirely convinced isn't going to hunt you for sport at the end of this.
Don't worry. When they asked if I wanted to see their private lodge 2 hours out of the city, I said no.
You don't have to worry about me. I just like to do things for people I love. Now that we're talking about it, are you sure it doesn't bother you?
Only that you have terrible taste. I mean, really? Dogger.
Ash. I... Get home safe. But if you really need me to come over, just give me a call. I'll leave my phone by the bed.
Thank you. Moi aussi me contente toi, Gatti.
Mari?
Hey. You're okay. Here. Some water.
Wait, I have to. I gotta...
Stop. You need to rest. You had a rough night, and the doctor gave you some hella meds. You shouldn't even be awake.
I guess that explains why you're glowing.
Sleep. We're okay. We're all okay. You kind of had the worst of it, actually.
Everyone.
Murphy saved Ashton and Evelyn. They both got checked out while you were out. Both okay, though Ashton... Well, you know this mark on my wrist? From Langford? He got one. On his neck. But he survived. So did Evelyn, though she's... very shaken.
Good. That's good.
I'm sorry. Laura and I went to them first because we thought Murphy would go to you. It's why we took so long. Donner, I'm so...
No, it's better this way. He saved them. Got to me. Just in time. You saved me. And it all worked out.
Donner? I didn't save you. And I don't know who did.
This is a change.
Laura and I were the only ones who weren't... Well, I'm taking the statement this time.
I remember the first time you came into the precinct to give your statement. You were so meek. Never would have guessed what you were hiding back then, but... Well, Donner saw something.
Look how far we've come.
How is he?
He's recovering. Bruised and bloodied, but nothing broken. Doctor had to put him on some strong meds to keep him under, but he'll be okay.
Good. Good. So, officer, what do you want to know?
I just took Ashvin's statement, so I know what he knows about tonight. And I guess all I really want to know is Why?
I have my reasons.
I know you don't like me.
And how do you figure that?
Murphy, I'm not stupid. And even if I can sometimes be obvious about my own feelings, it doesn't mean I'm incapable of reading subtlety.
I like you fine, Mari. Why wouldn't I? I just don't trust you.
Well, I trust you, so.
You're really something, you know that?
How can I not trust you? You've always been there to help me. Help Laura, help Ashvin, help Donner. And you're the only person who's seen it.
Seen what?
What I'm afraid of. More than anything. Back when you rescued Laura together, you remember?
What? The bugs?
Yeah. The bugs. And I saw what you were afraid of. More than anything.
Ah.
So I trust you. And I know you, kind of. Well, it's more that Laura knows you, and I know Laura. She was so sure that she knew what you'd do, but...
Guess I'm just full of surprises.
Why don't you trust me?
Because you're dangerous.
And you're not?
I never said I wasn't. But you know exactly why I'm dangerous, and you can see the reason strapped to my hip. I don't know what makes you dangerous. I just know you are.
Does it help if I say that what makes me dangerous is the same thing that makes Ashvin dangerous?
But it isn't, is it?
Not entirely, no. But mostly, yes. We're made of the same things. We're children of stars and fire as much as flesh and bone. And there are quite a few like us that crop up throughout history, though some will never have the knowledge we have. Rare as ball lightning. You know it's real, but most people will go through life never seeing it.
I've seen what you can do, and what Ashvin can do. It's beautiful, terrifying, but I've seen something in you that's absent in Ashvin, and I just can't let it go.
Should I ask Laura to take over then?
No. I'll answer your question, as long as you answer mine.
Okay.
Why bugs?
Well, it's not the bugs. It's what sent them.
Okay.
Why?
Did I abandon Donner tonight, even knowing he had no backup? Even knowing how much danger he was in, alone?
Murphy.
Why were you so sure I'd go to him? Am I really that predictable?
I don't know you well enough to answer that. But I know what a kindred spirit looks like, and I know I don't hide my feelings very well, but just because I can't hide them doesn't mean I can't read them. I don't claim to have what you have with Donner. A history, a partnership.
An obsession. You can say it. I don't mind. It's true. A mindless devotion, pure, unadulterated, one-sided. So obvious that you had me pegged, that you expected me to play my part. And I screwed it all up.
You didn't, though. You saved Ashvin's life. Murphy, I'm not here to psychoanalyze you or make any assumptions about you or judge you for what you did and how you feel. I just want to understand. I want to listen, if you'll let me. Because what you did tonight, it doesn't follow.
Let's make a deal. I'll tell you why, and you tell me what makes you so different from Ashvin and every other magical asshole we face down.
Deal.
Okay. Guess it's fitting. You're the only one who could have possibly understand what this feels like. So let me start by asking you, why do you love Donner?
That's a tough question. I guess it's easy, too. He makes it easy. He cares so much. When we faced the cold ghost together, he found me and gave me his coat, and that's kind of where it started, but there's this distance, too, that made it feel safe to have all these complicated feelings for him. Like when you're watching someone in a crowd for a long time because you know they'll never turn to look at you. So you know it's safe to keep staring. And you get comfortable with that, but when they never turn to look, you feel this bitter disappointment anyway. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. You and Laura weren't wrong to expect me to run to Donner's side. It's not like I haven't set the precedent. He's my partner, and that was how I decided to live my life. Because I owed him that. He saved my life, you know. Not in any sort of supernatural encounter or monster attack or anything. If it wasn't for him, I would have frozen to death on the street. Because I was half out of my mind with hunger and whatever I'd taken that day to take the edge off. I was a mess. And he just... he let me stay at his place. For months. Until I got on my feet. You know, the only reason why I got into this job was to support him. Because it was the least I could do. He was my family. Because I had none. Not anymore. Him, his Nan, even his mentor, Dooley.
But Ash said you left to see family.
There's more than one way to lose a family. The timing wasn't great, but my little brother got in touch. I hadn't spoken to him in a decade, but he tracked me down. The only reason I agreed to come see him was because our parents didn't know. Said he wanted to come live with me, and, well, I was supposed to bring it up with Ashvin before tonight.
If you need anything...
Thanks, Mari. Like I said, I don't hate you. It might be hard to believe, but actually, I love you.
Yeah.
In the very least, I care about you.
You're kidding.
Do I look like the kind of person who'd lie about that?
No, but...
I know. It's fucked up. But it's true. You, Laura, Ashvin, Evelyn, I didn't have people outside of Donner and Donner's loved ones for so damn long. Nobody mattered enough or stayed long enough to become my people. Not that I'd let them. Then there was you. You and Laura. And then I met Ash. Even if I was afraid of the danger you posed, I couldn't imagine losing one of my people.
Murphy.
But it's only been a year. Only a year after 15. 15 years where all I had was Donner. I knew exactly who I was all those years because I only existed for one person. And no matter what horrific shit we had to face on the job, I had his back, and he had mine. So, there was nothing to be afraid of. Not really. Just another day on the job, just another body, just another mystery. Just another case where we were too little, too late to get any real answers. It was simple after a while. I didn't have to be anything at all except Donner's partner. It was easier that way. Instead of trying to think of who I was on my own, outside of how useful I could be.
And what did Donner think of all this?
I wouldn't know. He never said anything about it. I don't think he ever really knew how I felt. At least I hope not. Because the alternative is that he knew exactly how empty I really was.
But you're not empty. At least, not anymore.
No. When I got off the train and realized that I was needed in two places at once, with two people I loved in danger, I already decided that I would go to Donner. Like always. I decided to do exactly what I was meant to do, and I got in my car, and I went to Mount Pleasant, took my shotgun, and blew that elder's brains out. And I didn't think once about Donner, for hours, until you sent that text. Ambulance, Donner down. I should have gone to him. I should have.
No. You did the right thing.
Then why do I feel like I want to die?
Murphy, ask me your question.
What makes you so different from Ashvin and from these elders? What makes me so afraid of you?
I don't know. There's things I do know, but there are things my nanai, my mother, never told me. And my tatai, my father, died before he could tell me. I know that I'm like Ashvin. I know that my nanai studied her craft as healer and shaman, and I touched magic long before I was ever born. I was predisposed to it in the same way Ashvin was because of his parents. But there's something that's always bothered me because, well, for one thing, my nanai is Bisaya. Her gods are Bisaya, but mine are Tagalog, and she taught me to pray to them even as she prayed to her own. It never made sense to me, but she said it was because Tatai asked for the blessings of other gods. My Tatai, he was Tagalog. And he was a Catholic missionary, so it never made sense to me that a man so devoted to the Christian God would ever pray to the gods of the Tagalogs, even if that was his lineage. But ever since I was a child, they would both tell me that I had to keep my anting-anting on me at all times, this pendant I wear around my neck. This pendant, it talks about how I'm under the protection of Lakampati, a mother goddess of the Tagalogs, both male and female, best known for her compassion. And by that token, I was also under her daughter's protection, Anagolay, goddess of lost things, whose eye I bear over my heart. And I know this is a lot to take in all at once, but I was afraid you were going to have a panic attack for a second, so I felt like this might snap you out of it, and confusion is better than hyperventilation, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good. So, gods.
I know it sounds insane, but that's not really even the insane part.
Awesome.
The insane part is that I don't know why. I don't know why my Catholic father gave me over to pagan gods. I don't know why my mother didn't invoke her own gods. I don't know why I can never part from this ending and thing, and I didn't know how powerful I really was until I was pitted against these elders. I don't know. And I'm sorry.
Okay. What about the bugs?
Horrible, magical, evil things have wanted me dead long before I arrived in Canada. One of them is a thing called a mambabarang, one who uses insects as a central part of their curses.
Is that something we have to worry about?
No. Not since I left the Philippines, years ago. Haven't been back since.
Will you ever go back? Yeah. I know how that feels. That thing's still running, huh?
Oh, yeah. Guess this one's not going to Donner. I'll put in a new one for your, statement.
How is he, by the way?
Donner?
Ashvin. You said you took a statement earlier.
You really hurt him, Murphy.
I know.
Evelyn, are you okay?
Mm-hmm. His focus! In his pocket! The pen!
Right. Ash? Ash! Oh, baby, are you okay?
Thanks. To you.
God, you almost...
Okay. I'm okay, Ron.
I love you. God, I love you so much.
I love you too, Kathy.
We need to break up.
What?
You're listening to Hainai by Motsi Dapul.
Hi everyone, it's Motsi. The situation in Gaza remains dire. Pressure to allow aid into Gaza has resulted in airdrops, which have killed 5 people, according to the Associated Press. Due to the danger presented by these airdrops, alternative methods of relief have been implemented. The World Central Kitchen sent food on a ship run by Spanish aid group Open Arms last Friday, inaugurating a sea route from Cyprus. While I don't want to pretend the situation isn't still very bad, with Israeli soldiers still killing civilians, I do want to make it clear that consistent public pressure is making headway, and support for humanitarian aid has had a direct effect. The World Central Kitchen has used its donations to deliver food and open kitchens in Gaza. eSIMS for Gaza is continuously allowing people to stay connected and online. They need more eSIMS. Please consider making them a regular donation, if you can. And Care for Gaza continues to provide aid from within Gaza. The Palestine Children's Relief Fund, or the PCRF, has been posting about children who've been evacuated and able to receive medical aid. Even if the news has been devastating, it's never hopeless, and we need to keep pushing until Palestinians are free and safe. Please don't forget that. Thank you, and we love you. Kalayaan para sa Palestina. Ingat.
Crimes of the Marcuses. It's no surprise by now that the Marcus family has built their dynasty by avoiding accountability for their crimes and corruption. They've rehabilitated and manipulated their media presence so much over the years that their image now has been largely whitewashed, constantly portraying themselves as victims of propaganda. One way they've done so is by being incredibly selective with interviews. They rarely participate in one-on-one interviews. Reporters covering Malacañang don't get to freely ask questions due to the palace's strictly no-ambush policy. In rare occasions that the Marcos family entertains the press, they and their staff select the journalists to ask the questions. However, when abroad, Bongbong Marcos tends to lower his guard, likely taking advantage of the fact that international journalists don't prefer to step on any diplomatic toes, which was probably why Marcos was caught unawares by his interview with ABC anchor Sarah Ferguson. After a series of questions on security issues concerning the Philippines, Ferguson shifted the discussion to Ferdinand Marcos Sr.'s plunder. She asked point blank, "I think contemporary court judgments acknowledge the atrocities that were committed, but also the plunder of the country's resources. Why wouldn't you want all of that money back in the hands of the Filipino people?" Marcos was clearly flustered, but was not given any room to brush it off. When his initial response was to laugh, Ferguson asked, "May I just ask why you think that's funny?" Marcos could only stutter his way to a non-answer. It is quite rare that journalists are so direct with the president, and his inability to give a straight answer speaks to the veracity of his claims. It is quite a small thing, but hopefully this motivates more journalists in the future to be more aggressive in seeking culpability from a family of dictators.
Hey everyone, this is Reg Helly, co-creator and co-producer of Hainai. Hainai is a podcast produced by Motsi Dapple, Yoyi Halago, Alisa Jimenez, and me, and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This episode was co-produced by Jesse Goodsell and written and directed by Motsi Dapple, who also plays the role of Mary Datuin. The role of Murphy was played by Edward Boxler. The role of Ashvin was played by Adil R. The role of Donner was played by Leon Johnson. And the role of Evelyn was played by Natalie. If you'd like to chat with other listeners when this episode goes live, we do a live premiere every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Toronto Time on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/hainaypod. That's HINAYPOD. To help support the production of Hainai, you can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/hainaipod. You'll get to be part of our early access program where we release episodes 3 days earlier on Thursday at 9 p.m. EST or Toronto time. You can also get bonus video, audio, art, and so much more. Speaking of Patreon, we'd love to give a shout out to the following patrons for their fabulous support. Victoria Goodwin, Pablo Neurotic, Melissa, Megan, Malaya Light, Madeline Hicks, Evie Smith, Danny, and Jesse Goodsell. If you can't subscribe monthly, you also have the option to buy us a milk tea and coffee, coffee.com/hainaipod. That's ko-fi.com/hainaipod. Our ad-free Hainai album, which has our official music and full episodes from Act 1 and 2, is also available in both Patreon and the coffee store. Check out our website, hainaipod.com, for more information, and for more news and updates, don't forget to follow us on our blog, hainaipod.tumblr.com, as well as our socials, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at hainaipod. Hainai is available on Acast and wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you enjoy our Act 3 episodes, and as always, thank you, we love you, and hanggang sa muli.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.